From Lynn's Stamp News, the Bible of American philately, comes this shocking discovery about the U.S. Postal Service's Lady Liberty Forever stamp. The image of the Statue of Liberty on the stamp is indeed a picture of the Statue of Liberty, but not that Statue of Liberty. It's a picture of the one that adorns New York, New York, but not that New York, New York. It turns out that the Liberty depicted on the stamp that's worth whatever a first-class stamp may be worth is the one in front of the Casino New York, New York in Las Vegas, much to the surprise of everyone involved, including the Postal Service. Joining us to explain this is Jay Bogalke, who is in Sydney, Ohio, where he is associate editor of Lynn's Stamp News. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And tell us, first, who noticed that this was not the image of the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor?
We received a tip. Basically, it was brought to our attention, and we aren't naming the source of who actually discovered it. But from that tip, we looked at our own reference photos, some that I took in Vegas and New York, respectively, and kind of went from there. We noticed some differences.
Yeah, I looked at an image of the Statue of Liberty, the one in the harbor and the one in Vegas, and they're quite different. The Las Vegas image, the nose is broader.
Mm-hmm.
The eyelids are more distinct. There's a furrowed brow that I don't see in New York.
That's right.
In fact, the real statue's nose is kind of beaten up.
Right, weathered with time. The one in Vegas is definitely more recent, and there's a very distinct white little piece of something on the top of her crown that's visible on the stamp, which is the one in Vegas.
Well, it is roughly a replica of the Statue of Liberty in the harbor. What have you been able to figure out about how the Postal Service chose an image of the Vegas copy instead of the real deal?
Well, the Postal Service frequently uses stock photography, and they used a stock photo website, Getty Images, and I'm sure they just typed in Statue of Liberty and went through thousands of photographs and never checked the captions below or, you know, really researched what the photo could have been.
So they weren't intentionally implying a...
Definitely not intentional.
You're tired, you're poor, you're high rollers yearning to bet sports or something like that.
Yep.
How does this rate in the annals of philatelic whoppers?
This is right up there with the Grand Canyon, Colorado mistake that they made in 2000, where they accidentally printed a caption underneath a Grand Canyon photograph that said Grand Canyon, Colorado. And on that situation, they ended up destroying that entire production run because that was just really wrong. And in this situation, I'm sure they're not going to do the same thing.
They're going to stick with the stamp,
yep.
You say?
And they actually have another couple of varieties of it that are planned for September that'll be in a booklet of 20. Right now, it's only available in a coil of 100 and an ATM pane of 18 stamps that was just issued last week.
Well, Jay Bogalke of Lynn's Stamp News in Sydney, Ohio, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak and edited by Corey Turner. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. This is National Library Week, and we'd like to thank the many librarians who help keep us honest. Mary Glendinning, Denise Chen, Beth Howard, Janelle White, Maureen Clements, Joel Estrelli, Robert Goldstein, Elizabeth Allen, Lauren Sin, Kim Molesky, Hannah Summers, Barbara Van Workum, and Katie Doggard. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin, and we also have a new addition to the All Things Considered Farm team. Our show producer, Neil Carruth, and wife, Emily Barocas, are the proud parents of Max Edwin Carruth, born yesterday. But knowing his parents, I'm confident you can't put anything past him. I'm Robert Siegel, and you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.